Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I get back to the Washington, D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals dissent, a horrible dissent. Remember, there were about 11 courts of appeals. They're clustered by states geographically. We are in the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Illinois, Wisconsin, and Indiana. What they do is they review all federal lower court decisions, and they speak for that region. And the only appeal is to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court can only pick a couple of hundred full-fledged appeals to listen to, hear argument, and write opinions. And there are well over 10,000 applications for them to listen to things. So basically, what the Court of Appeals says is going to be law for a long time. That's one reason why Moscow Mitch eliminated the filibuster for courts of appeals as well as the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, decision just came out in Washington, D.C., and I said there's about 11 of them. It says the First Circuit, Second, Third, etc. Then there's the Washington, D.C. one, which is for Washington, but it's also the court probably considered one of the most prestigious of the courts because it handles a lot of administrative agency challenges, and it's right in Washington. So it's a very big deal. Merrick Garland was the head of that court. He's now the attorney general. They put him up for the Supreme Court. Justice Roberts had served on that court. It's a feeder ground for the U.S. Supreme Court. And an idiot in a 2-1 decision, so two of the judges out there did what, in my view, is the right thing, but one idiot gave the following dissent. Here's the case. It was a libertarian group suing a group called Global Witness, had to do with climate change and a lot of other things. And the libertarian group did not like what this global group was saying about them and wanted to sue them for damages, try to bankrupt them and shut them down. And if you're a public figure like the libertarian group or an elected official, you have a very high barrier to you bringing a libel suit. Doesn't matter if somebody got it right or wrong. Plaintiff has to show they did it with malice. They knew it was wrong and they did it anyway. Otherwise, you'd have wealthy people suing newspapers all the time and bankrupting them. It's one of the most important underpinnings of our First Amendment. Goes back to the case of New York Times versus Sullivan in the South in the early 1960s, where a sheriff sued the New York Times. The New York Times published an article basically that said the South treated black people badly, and this sheriff in particular treated them badly. And he said, no, I treat them well. South treats them well. I mean, this guy is a nut job. In any event, Sullivan was his name. In any event, Supreme Court won that case. Or strike that. The New York Times won the case. Supreme Court said, no, if you're a public figure, an official like that, and by extension, it's applied to all public figures, you can't just, even if you say it's false, and we're going to withhold opinion on that because it never got to trial, you have to prove they did it with malice, that they knew it was false. And of course, give me a break. You think black people were handled badly in the South in the early 60s, you know, lynched and fire hose and all that. Anyway, that is a very influential decision. The judge in the D.C. Circuit is right wing. He felt that that decision should be overturned. He couldn't do it in the Court of Appeals. That had to be done in the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas has said the same thing on the Supreme Court, and Trump has said the same thing. But this guy went further, and he named newspapers. Here's what he said, quote, the New York Times and the Washington Post are, quote, Democratic broadsheets, end quote. He said, "The I don't know how he came up with this, the Wall Street Journal, the news pages are the same as the New York Times and the Washington Post. All TV networks, over-the-air networks, and Silicon Valley are the same. We must overrule Times. The New York Times versus Sullivan, the only good papers. This is what he said in an opinion. None of his damn business what he thinks are good or bad papers. He's a judge. He's a referee. He's not supposed to say, okay, this team gets two home runs because I don't like the other team. This is what he's doing. He said the only two good papers, not in my opinion, but the only two good papers, the New York Post and the Washington or the Wall Street Journal editorial page, not even their news page. And then he says, how long can Murdoch hang on at the Wall Street Journal? It's all because of Murdoch and his sons. If they die or sell it, my favorite editorial page is toast. That is so breathtakingly wrong, misconduct, unconstitutional. I would support an impeachment effort of this guy. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative. You write an opinion, remember something. Now, this is a dissent. He lost. But that lives in infamy because people, law students, scholars that read that, people who write about it, think, well, that must have been legitimate to say that. Someday that may be in a majority opinion where it will become law. Basically, the New York Times and the Washington Post, in this guy's opinion, even though he didn't say it was his opinion, are Democratic broadsheets. So is the Wall Street Journal news pages. So are the TV stations, in his view, in Silicon Valley. We've got to overrule Times versus Sullivan. The only good papers, the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal editorial page. How long can the Murdoch family hang on? This idiot put that in. I would impeach him. You can impeach a federal judge. Now, the Republicans won't impeach him. The reason they won't impeach him is it takes 2/3. If you think it's hard to get 10 Republicans in a 50-50 Senate to vote for anything, how about 17 Republicans to make it 67, which is 2/3, to impeach a federal judge who says that the New York Times and the Washington Post are bad newspapers? You know, these are the people that even question the certification of the election. One of them, Josh Hawley, gave a high five fist to the insurrectionists who went on to kill a police officer. You really think that they're going to impeach this guy? No, they won't. Well, here's the second best thing, and I haven't seen it come out yet. Where are the law professors writing law review articles? Where are the editorial boards of the law reviews in the law schools? When I was in law school, I was the editor-in-chief of the Wisconsin Law Review. Where's the editor-in-chief now? The other editor-in-chiefs put out an article denouncing this guy, shaming this guy, shunning this guy as an intellectual hack, an idiot, a betrayer of our legal traditions. We've got to fight back. The Democratic Party has, and not just the Democratic Party, independents and Republicans of goodwill. If you want to preserve our democracy, here's a canary in the coal mine. Under the Supreme Court, the most prestigious court in the country, one of their longtime judges, admittedly in a dissent this time, but who knows in the future after Republican appointments in the future, is picking winners and losers, right and wrong. This is what Putin does. This is what Xi does. Journalists are murdered in other countries. They're murdered in Mexico. They're murdered in Pakistan. They're murdered in jihadist and communist countries. This is America. And this isn't just some random weirdo, some mass murderer. This is one of the most prestigious courts in the country. And this moron is going, the New York Times and the Washington Post are Democratic broadsheets. The Wisconsin State, the Wall Street Journal news pages are the same. The only good papers left are the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal editorial page, and how long can the Murdoch family hang on? He actually said this. He said this. That is unbelievably dangerous. When you have people, you know, in the Congress, in the House, you have people like this, Mo Brooks, Gomer Gossert, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, QAnon nuts, people who are a danger to the United States. All right, but there are 435 congressmen. And these people are known and they're isolated. In the Senate, you have the Josh Hawleys and the Cruises and so on. but they're known and they're isolated in some respect. When this penetrates the federal judiciary, who say, somebody gets up on his hind legs and actually says what this guy said, it's very dangerous. It has to be shut down. You do not have the votes, in my opinion, in the Senate now to impeach this guy. But certainly there can be a broad revulsion among intellectuals in the legal profession. Other judges write law review articles. A district judge in Milwaukee can write a law review article and say, this guy should be impeached. This is something that comes out of an authoritarian country. There's no place here. You do not have referees and umpires who go, okay, I'm going to award 2 home runs to the other team, and I'm going to award three three-pointers to the other team, and blah, 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 depending on the sport, or 4 touchdowns. You don't do that. This is extremely, extremely dangerous. Going to the Lions, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I was listening to your talk about the Supreme Court. You know, this all goes back to one thing. We used to have 2 parties, Republicans and Democrats, and Republicans leaned toward manufacturing and helping the more wealthy, and Democrats led for the other side, the labor. But now we have a different side. We have one side that says, if we don't win, we will storm the Capitol and murder people, led by one terrorist, with a lot of terrorist supporters in government. Russian Ron, we can go on and on. If we don't put up a strong pushback, I mean strong pushback, to show the world and our country what the subversive nature of the Republicans are, if this time they overran the Capitol and killed people because they didn't like to vote, what's going to happen in the next election if they lose? What is going to happen?
Right.
Are all these nut jobs throughout the country going to pick up their guns and we're going to really have a problem? I remember it was before the Capitol insurrection, some congressman or senator got up and said, look, guys, if we don't start controlling this, people are going to lose their lives.
Bill, we got to go to a break, unfortunately. I'm going to get back to what you said. It's going to occupy a big chunk of our next segment. Thank you so much for calling in. Bill, we're going to the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789.